increase that minimum size for us here at home?
That's an issue that we'll discuss at this Fishers Forum about yellowfin tuna. Very similar, you know, to big eye, but also very, very different, much faster growing tuna. And apparently with less of a migratory patterns, perhaps. So this is, I guess, on the table just to talk about whether this 3-pound size limit mm-hmm. is reasonable, or should we look at possibly increasing it. And I'll be talking about various studies we've done on yellowfin tuna in Hawaii, just to give people information with which to go forward and think about regulation.
Let's let folks know this. The Fisher Forum is taking place where and when, David?
Yeah, the Fishers Forum. It's something that the there's a Fisheries Council meeting this week from Monday through Thursday. During these council meetings, they have traditionally now been having a public forum in the evenings, and tomorrow evening, Tuesday, from 6 to 9 o'clock, they'll be having this public forum specifically on tuna issues, and the public's welcome. It'll be at the Harborview Center, mm-hmm. which is the new meeting facility right above NECOS at Pier 38.
Right. I understand that it's a beautiful facility in which to have it. We love that area. Love everything done there.
Exactly. It's a great, great venue. It's right there above NECOS. There's a big lanai, great view of the harbor. And there'll be presentations by myself and also Peter Wilson, who has a long, long history in tuna fisheries development in Hawaii and the whole Western Pacific.
Do we need to register? Do we just come on down? What's the best way?
I believe it's just open to the public.
Okay.
6 o'clock to 9 o'clock. There'll be public information booths from the Coast Guard, and as an incentive too to come on down, I believe there are a lot of free prizes going to be given away by POP, Fishing and Marine, and also the Royal Hawaiian Hotel, Pacific Islands Fisheries Group, Hawaii Fishing News, and others.
Awesome. Well, listen, refreshments, free parking. It's tomorrow, 6 to 9 p.m. Just head on over to the Harborview Center, and it's at Pier 38, right above NECOS. Can't miss it. Just before we go, very quickly, if you wouldn't mind, David, comment just a bit on the economic impact of our fisheries and tuna specifically as it impacts our local economy.
Well, as you know, we're home to a large, significant longline fishery for big eye tuna, and tremendous locally as far as supplying and also exporting fish to the mainland and other areas for good fresh quality fish. Our fishery is ice fish only, meaning fresh, non-frozen, fresh product, high quality, and it goes right on down to the importance of fishing to the local culture. We have a lot of smaller boat fisheries, handline fishing, traditional handline, ikashibi, and then offshore palawahi fishing, right on down to the little boats coming out of Waianae. Fresh tuna is part of life here, really.
Sure is.
Very important, and we want to make the most of our resource.
Well, folks, come on down, join David, and also Peter will be there as well. Peter, by the way, is the author of Aku, History of Tuna Fishing in Hawaii and the Western Pacific. This is going to be, once again, at Harborview Center above NECOS at Pier 38 tomorrow from 6 to 9 p.m. You have a chance to meet David, win some prizes, great refreshments, and make a great time of it. We want to thank you, David, for taking time to join us.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Appreciate it. Take care today.
Okay, aloha. Bye.
That's David Itano joining us at 9:18 in the morning here on News Radio 830 KHVH, the Rick Amata program. Hey, listen, we're going to jump back into the political nature of things. We're only 8 days away, believe it or not, to Election Day. Have you really changed your mind on rail? Really? We'll chat about it.
we've noticed there's an awful lot of cute and even funny commercials for the insurance companies nowadays, but wouldn't you agree? The sobering reality of it is there's nothing cute or funny about getting into a car accident, having your car damaged, or having to get your car fixed. At Dent Doctors Hawaii, we want you to know we take the business of fixing your car very serious. And you should know that you do have rights, like, number one, the right to choose where you want your car fixed. We recommend you do your homework, ask a friend, or maybe visit a few shops before you have the need. Number two, are you required by law to get three estimates? The answer is no. There is no law that requires that. Listen, you've already had one accident. Don't let your insurance company or anybody else steer you into another. At Dent Doctors Hawaii, you're welcome to visit us anytime, and yes, we warranty and guarantee all of our work. Trust Dent Doctors Hawaii to help you take the dents out of your accidents. Check us out online at DentDoctorsHawaii.com or stop by anytime for a free estimate. And remember, Dent Doctors Hawaii, big or small, we fix it all.
Benjamin Franklin once said, keep your eyes open before marriage, half shut afterwards. Benjamin Benzikin, the host of the show, It's All About the Benjamins, says a happy wife is a happy life.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA/SIPC. It's All About the Benjamins. Saturday, 2:30 p.m. on News Radio 830 KHBH.
Prosecutor Keith Kaneshiro has the vision and leadership to ensure public safety. Prosecutor Keith Kaneshiro partners with lawmakers and enforcement agencies to address elder abuse, support victims' rights and their needs, put a stop to crystal meth in Hawaii, prosecute animal cruelty and computer-based crimes. Prosecutor Kaneshiro has accomplished much these past 2 years, but more needs to be done. On Election Day, re-elect Prosecutor Keith Kaneshiro.
I'm Keith Kaneshiro, and I approve this message.
Where are the most energy resources in the world? America has the richest oil and natural gas resources in the world. But President Obama restricts development. As gas prices rose, he blocked the Keystone Pipeline and cut leases on federal lands. We lost millions of jobs. Energy prices soared. We need pro-energy leaders. Energy is the opportunity. America must be number one in energy. Now is the time. Say it with us at energyisopportunity.com.
Paid for by New American Energy Opportunity Foundation.
Mom, let's get Cold Stone ice cream. Yay!
Now back to more of the Rick Hamada program on KHBH, where Hawaii's voice is heard.
Election Day 2012 is just a matter of days away. Polling information in the Star Advertiser wants us to believe that based on the selected people they chose to speak with, that magically, astoundingly, the public sentiment regarding rail has turned on a dime. That the trending over the past year and a half of people becoming disenchanted with and finding lack of favor with the rail project has, oh my goodness, 9 days out, 8 days out of the election, has turned around. Congratulations. Amazing. And that's what they would like for you to believe. Well, here's the question. Do you? 521-8383, et cetera, et cetera. 51% of the people evidently are now in favor of the rail project. Wow, how remarkable. I haven't seen a turnaround like this since the jobless report. 521-8383-1-888-565-8383. Now that, is there a direct correlation and translation to the astounding polling performance and information being presented regarding Kirk